Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Another key transmission. This is the kickoff. We are live the 10th day of November 2010 on this live Wednesday edition. Thank you so much for joining us and spreading the word about this TV/radio, however you're listening to us or watching us. Thank you for joining us. It is Wednesday, the 10th day of November 2010. Okay. The fight between the G20 finance ministers over the announcement of dollar devaluation, monetization of debt, is really coming to a head. And these foreigners that have bought trillions of dollars are flooding in, dumping them right now, buying up highways, ports, water districts, infrastructure, and traitorous legislatures at the states and the federal government are taking existing roads, water districts, and basically handing them over, things we paid for. And they're announcing all over the world, raising retirement ages, turning off or dimming streetlights. All the services must be cut. Everything must go to service the debt to the bankers who made it up out of nothing. It's good business if you can get it. So we're going to be breaking down all those latest developments. Also, be afraid, be very afraid. Fox News failed Al-Qaeda. I'm sure it was Anwar al-Awlaki when he's out at the Pentagon. Failed Al-Qaeda plot involving sewing bombs inside dogs. So now look for them to say that dogs can't fly or even be, you know, in cages in the hold because Al-Qaeda might sew bombs into them. And, of course, you can't mail printer cartridges and all the rest of it. And the TSA has outdone themselves yet again with their continued deception. And this report was the number one link this morning on Drudge, now the number two link. Here are the headlines at Drudge, drudgereport.com. Flight attendants fight back, hands off my crotch. Our report, TSA rejects airport molestation complaints. They say it doesn't exist. Opt-out pilots oppose naked scans and full body searches. And there's another scientific group coming out, repeated doses of radiation. And then there's another one, screeners touch passengers' breast and genitals, USA Today. Now, here is Paul Watson's article at prisonplanet.com linked on Drudge. TSA says no fondling, groping, or squeezing is taking place at airports. Kind of like there was no radiation from the X-ray backscatter machines, and they weren't saving the images. The machines couldn't save the images. And, of course, the manuals got released, and they save them all. In fact, not just at airports, but at one courthouse in Florida, 30-plus thousand images this year alone. Everybody's 360 bio-scanned, full crisp image of your breast, your genitals, everything. And now they're announcing, look, we're not just going to do enhanced pat-down if you refuse the scanner. We've decided to do it to anybody and everybody, and we're going to phase it in for everyone. Next it'll be a proctology exam, and I'm not joking about that. They're talking about it, that they may have to take you behind closed doors and get that blue glove on. And can you imagine every pervert, every control freak? It's not just something I've noticed or other talk show hosts have noticed or reporters have noticed. It has been admitted that the better looking a woman, I mean, it's just, come here, honey. You know, they almost just whistle. Get on over here, hotcakes, because you know, we're going to be grabbing between your legs. We're going to be grabbing your breasts. This is land of the free, home of the brave. Meanwhile, illegal aliens, WCVB-TV out of Boston, ABC5, they can march right in. TSA doesn't check anything. You want to rent an aircraft? You want to just absolutely no security checks, you are A-OK. But you're a scumbag citizen who's got to be brought to heel, who's got to be dominated. Well, you're in deep trouble. We've got a lot of election news. There's no guest today because I want to take your phone calls. We'll be giving that number out a little bit later. There's just so many developments here. It's going to be a jam-packed key transmission. Thank you so much for joining us today. But the exciting news is the globalist TSA system is on the ropes. We're going to beat them.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Wednesday, the 10th day of November, 2010. We're going to have wide open phones today. But I do want to continue to hear from TSA victims. They will go to the head of the line. I want to hear your eyewitness accounts of what has happened to you. I'd also like to hear from callers about what's happening with the dollar and the economy and every major finance minister in the world saying that this will cause a global depression. We're going to be covering all of that today as well. Now, I want to talk about the TSA because this is a lot bigger than just what's happening at the airports. Number one, the Homeland Security admits they're setting the precedent for these quasi-police, minimum wage agents who aren't real peace officers and who are federal, violating the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, to seize all infrastructure, quote, critical infrastructure, power plants, malls are listed, train stations, bus stations, highways, and to have them march out on the streets of the country with mobile X-ray vans. It's all being deployed. 18-wheeler trailers who can march three rows of people through. That was announced last year. So, A, this is a huge federal power grab. B, it's dog training for the public on how to submit. And C, and it goes right through Z. I mean, I could make endless points on this. They're lying. They lied and said they weren't saving the images. They're saving them in courthouses and airports and everywhere else. They said that they couldn't see your genitals when in its own training manual it says you need to be able to see the genitals to know that it's tuned right. And so they've been caught lying about that. You've got all these TSA people going crazy, planning drugs on people, demanding sex, reportedly. TSA workers caught being pedophiles with small children. TSA workers brutalizing handicapped people who can't walk. They make them get up. They make other travelers, because, you know, they're gods and can't help you, hold up old people, people who are paralyzed from the chest down. The list that we're talking about here goes on and on and on. Now, got something in my eye. Now, we're going to be covering that, but there's this issue of these people lying and lying and lying and lying and lying about everything. Oh, there's no radiation danger in the machines. Turns out it's 20 to 50 times, depending on which. They have two different systems. 20 to 50 times what they previously said. They've also been caught lying, saying, and this was put out on the official TSA website yesterday, and they responded to this big controversy, this big national issue that we basically started, that the Drudge Report pushed nationwide and worldwide. It's now hundreds and hundreds of articles a day. The airline unions, the pilot unions, the flight attendant unions, the airport worker unions, that's the biggest issue here is, this is a revolt against a key globalist takeover, because it's not just happening here in the U.S. The exact same systems of control under different names are being put in all over Europe and other areas. And Europe, Italy has said they're taking the machines out. British Airways doesn't want the machines. They say it's killing air travel, that it doesn't protect people. So magically the printer cartridges get mailed out the week after all of that gets announced to try to, you know, sell the fear again. Chertoff, who ordered the machines 2 years ago, right before Obama came into office, the head of Homeland Security, is the CEO of the biggest company, making billions of dollars a year off of this. He also previously consulted for the other company. There's two main companies that are putting out two different systems. They are going in nationwide. But this is now a big national, international news story, and everybody is going, wow, I felt like I was alone being groped. I felt isolated. You mean people don't like this? I'm not the only one. People are angry. So it's giving people the courage to speak up and to say no. We are very close to being able to expose the naked body scanners, the groping, the federalization indoctrination program. And so the fight is joined. And the feds and the globalists may mail out more dud bombs. They may activate more people under Anwar al-Awlaki, under direct Pentagon command. They may launch more fake al-Qaeda attacks. But all of this is segueing into a debate about how terror is fake. Even if you believe that this supposed terror is real, why can illegal aliens, according to mainstream news, march in anywhere in the U.S. and go rent any aircraft they want, and the TSA just waives all security checks? See, they're not meant to get in the way of big companies' commerce. It's just there to train you and to have this federal power grab. The borders are wide open. Hundreds of boats a month are coming up on the California-San Diego shore with Chinese immigrants, Mexican immigrants, you name it, just pouring over. They're not dispatching any feds, no security, no police, but then they neurotically obsess over these airlines. We've got 28,000 to 29,000 dead in the last year or two on the U.S. Mexican border. It has descended into hell, higher death rates per year than at the height of the Vietnam War. But all of that's not a problem. They ignore that and then hyperventilate over, oh my gosh, Al-Qaeda wants to sew bombs in women's breasts, so we've got to have chest x-rays. Oh my gosh, Al-Qaeda wants to sew bombs in dogs, so we're not going to let dogs fly now, even in cargo they're talking about. No more printer cartridges. You can't mail printer cartridges. You're Al-Qaeda. The government's got to tear into your packages. They've got to x-ray all your packages. Don't worry. Chertoff's got bigger x-ray systems to sell you. They reported in New York State just a few months ago over 2,000 arrests with the National Guard out with high-powered mobile x-ray systems, driving people's families under them on the highway, radiating them, radiating the troops. I mean, this is a big takeover. The power, the control, the domination, the hundreds of billions that will be made in total in the next decade if they get these on all the state and federal courthouses and all the malls, and now we're confirming many public schools are ordering them. They're going in. The mobile trucks you drive through. I mean, this is Checkpoint Charlie. This is America being East Berlin. This is the complete and total takeover. But the good news is we're now forcing a debate about this. And as Paul Watson writes today, for many, many years, going right back to late 2001, right after 9/11, they have groped women, made old people take down their pants. I've got a bunch of mainstream news articles dealing with that today. They have been making people take their pants off, women raise their dresses up, and they would always deny this. Though I've been in the airport and seen it, you've been in the airport and have seen it. So they're also a pack of liars. They're a pack of liars, and any TSA agent that has a problem with this, they're just fired. So they're creating this giant army of mindless, power-tripping goons. Some of them are good people who just want a job, but still they're going along with something that's wrong. And a lot of them are perverts and control freaks and people on power trips. But it's all coming out now, and people are speaking out. And sexual assault victims are talking about how particularly traumatizing this is for them. But I also saw in comments and in TSA press releases and in media reports folks attacking yours truly when I've talked about all the people that have been killed or beaten in the U.S., in Canada, in England by the TSA goons. They have their counterparts in England and Canada and in Europe. And so I thought I would just briefly go back over some of this. This is CTV, the big television network in Canada. Man who died in an airport likely asked for help. He'd been stuck for more than a day in an area without a bathroom, without food. He couldn't speak English, and he began yelling. And so they attacked him, tasered him, and jumped on his head, and he died. Man who died in an airport likely asking for help, says mother. And it describes how the RCMP used tasers to subdue him, and then there's video of it, jumped on his head with their knees, and he died. And then they said the taser didn't kill him and we didn't kill him. We're not saving the naked images. We're not groping you. And when they kill you, they didn't kill you. Now, that's Canada. Here's another one. Woman who died at airport was rehab bound. Lawyer, mom handcuffed, detained at Phoenix Airport, was on her way to alcohol rehab program. A woman who died after being handcuffed and detained at the Phoenix Airport was on her way to an alcohol rehabilitation program in Tucson, her family lawyer said. Carol Ann Gottbaum, 45, became irate Friday when she was late for a flight and a gate crew didn't let her on the plane. Officers handcuffed her behind her back and took her to a holding room where she kept screaming, authorities said. Authorities, not servants, authorities. Gottbaum was wrestled to the ground as she fought back, reports CBS News correspondent. Kind of like the guy in handcuffs fought back, they said, but then we got the video at the DART platform in San Francisco and they'd shot him in the back and lied about it. She was subdued, handcuffed, and led away screaming, I'm not a terrorist. Phoenix Police Sergeant Andy Hill told CBS early show. People were telling police that the woman was yelling and screaming and running around the concourse. And they go on to tell you her bad behavior and how she basically deserved to die. And it goes on here. They claim that she choked herself to death with the handcuffs behind her back. She went into a cell and then, like Houdini, got the handcuffs around her legs and choked herself with her handcuffs. So that's not in this report. They printed me, I just told them, print woman killed in Phoenix Airport, and they printed me the first article. I remember from a year ago the next articles that came out, they said that she choked herself with the handcuffs. Oh, actually, it is in this article. It doesn't make any sense, she said. She was handcuffed behind her back and shackled to a table. It doesn't make sense that she could have been physically managed to strangle herself, attorney Michael Manning said. So I guess that is in the article. Oh, I'm afraid you died. You will die, my friend. And now you will pay. So, and there's more deaths and beatings and attacks. routinely, their favorite people to beat up are veterans, people in uniform. They get them and they beat them hard, boy.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard.
Drudge is going wild right now. I mean, he's just got total coverage of the huge awakening to the elephant of tyranny hidden in the room, the federal power grab of the TSA. Here are the headlines. Flight attendants fight back. Hands off my crotch. TSA rejects airport molestation complaint. That's PrisonPlanet.com. Female radio host recounts encounter after opting out. Cuffed to chair, ticket ripped up. They laughed at her, screamed at her with pleasure. I want to get her on, man. Continuing, opt out. Pilots oppose naked scans, full body searches, repeated dosages of radiation. Screeners touch passengers' breast genitals. USA Today. And meanwhile, what does the TSA say on their official website as of last night? TSA, there's no fondling or groping or squeezing that's taking place at airports. That's perception management. Lying. But see, it doesn't work. Once you know the government and the dominant media are lying, once you understand that, the trick doesn't work. It's kind of like somebody you've done business with who's cheated you four or five times. You just stop doing business with them. I stopped the first time. And I used to be a lot nicer guy. First time somebody messes with me in any way, doesn't do exactly what they said, I'm done with them. And it's the same way with government. It's the same way with neighbors. It's the same way with yuppies at a soccer game with your kids. If they're acting uppity and snobbish, I don't even talk to them. Who cares? I don't sit there and care. I mean, we've got to get more hard-nosed in this society and stop being so domesticated. But again, TSA, just keep lying and saying you don't record and save the images. I mean, how many TSA workers have gotten in fistfights or been fired? Or how many women have filed lawsuits when they're going, baby, I love those gigantic, I'm not going to say it, but that's a quote. Or, hey, look how little you're, and then the guy punches him in the nose. I mean, they're sitting there making fun of everyone. I can't tell you how many times, and it seems it's the spirit of airport to airport. It's the same basic molestation, but some of them are, quote, more professional and solemn and look embarrassed about it. But then you go to certain airports, and it is like a party. I mean, they're laughing in between screaming and yelling and shouting at people. And, you know, women having their dresses held up. I mean, I've seen this. I've seen them stick their hands in baby carriages. They get the baby out, and then they run their hand up between the baby's legs and squeeze. And it's being described all over the media as reporters are going, yeah, it's happened to me. They almost lifted me up. They put their hand between my legs. They grabbed my breast. This is all coming out as people start standing up and telling their stories. Now, TSA 2 weeks ago announced we're going to have enhanced pat-downs. They were already going on, but now they're expanding onto every airport. And yes, we're going to touch your genitals. Yes, we're going to touch your breast, but it's for your own good. Now they go, oh, we never said that. We're not doing this. TSA, no fondling, groping, or squeezing is taking place at airports. Kind of like they said for years that I was a kook and others were, that Obama's real name wasn't Barry Sotero, that he didn't give up his citizenship, that he didn't go pray at mosque. Now the news yesterday is like, he really is a Muslim and his name's Barry Sotero. Mainstream news. It's just, oh, but what's wrong with that? Well, not bad that he's a Muslim, but the fact that he lied about it. Despite multiple reports of TSA agents groping, molesting, and sexually assaulting passengers, and killing them, I would add, in a nationwide epidemic of abuse, a TSA.gov website claims there are no instances of groping or ever squeezing, according at all, and that TSA agents are, quote, completely professional in their duties. The denial appears on the TSA.gov website, an official Transportation Security Administration clearinghouse for news about the TSA and airport security. After being asked a question, the TSA website responded and said there is no fondling, squeezing, groping, or any sort of sexual assault taking place at the airports. You have a professional workforce. That's kind of like Nazis were professional. Remember Bush would talk about waterboarding and go, it's so professional. Oh, they're so professional. You have a professional workforce carrying out procedures that we were trained to perform to keep aviation security safe, but you give the illegal aliens a pass to rent aircraft. ABC News. This claim is, of course, a flagrant lie designed to quell the massive backlash against invasive new airport security measures, which is being led by numerous prominent travel and pilots association, including the head of British Airways. The new TSA pat-down measures introduced at the end of last month for people who refuse the dangerous naked body scan involve TSA agents using the front of their hands and literally cupping and squeezing women's breasts and men's private parts and women's private parts, as USA Today reported last week. Quote, the searches require screeners to touch passengers' breasts and genitals. That's from the TSA, USA Today. So, see, they try to sell you on, yes, we're going to grope you. Oh, you don't like it? We're not doing that. Remember when they thought you were scared of 9/11 and they said, yeah, we're torturing people on the news? And then later when they got in trouble, they said, we never said that. And now Bush is back saying, you bet I ordered torture. Well, then why are all those people you ordered to torture in prison? All right, we're going to come back, give out the phone number, get into the economic news and a lot more, but the TSA is in deep trouble.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. No matter how little you may know about the dangers of a nuclear blast or radiation sickness, you can become an emergency preparedness expert after reading Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb by Sam Adams. A must for every American home, this book is a step-by-step how-to manual for survival in the event of disaster. Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb is available for immediate digital download for only $39 at DirtyBombSurvival.com. Order the hard copy for just $49 plus $8 shipping from DirtyBombSurvival.com. Plus, you can own the rights to copy and sell this book. Find out more at DirtyBombSurvival.com. That's DirtyBombSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Order your copy today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're going to open the phones up throughout the entire three-hour transmission today. The toll-free number to join us to talk about your TSA experiences. What do you think of them now saying, we don't touch anybody's genitals, we don't grope anybody? That's like Bill Clinton saying, I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. How dare you? How dare you? Or Hillary 3 years ago, I will never run for president. Then she runs for president. She's saying, I won't run for president now. I'll never run for president. It's their religion to lie to you. And they're trying to overwhelm you with such incredible lies that you just accept lies and corruption and kind of just give up. It's like learned helplessness. But that's a dangerous game, because if people fight back with the truth and don't back off, then the system loses all credibility and it has the reverse effect and people get angry and take action and don't listen to anything the system has to say. And that is now happening in a big, big, big way. And it's very exciting. Toll free number to join us, 800-259-9231. And again, I give credit where credit is due. Michael Savage is not perfect, but he came out a year and a half ago and said he believes that Obama will stage terror attacks as a pretext to get control. That is Obama's controllers. That takes a lot of courage for a big national host to do. But when you talk about Matt Drudge, Matt Drudge of thedrudgereport.com really does set a lot of the media agenda. He's able to inject real issues into larger debate. You know, Matt Drudge 4 or 5 years ago was posting articles about world government, New World Order, Bilderberg Group. In the last 2 years, the whole site during Bilderberg is about Bilderberg. And so Drudge is that key juncture between mainstream and alternative media at taking issues that are already in the underground and that people are already very upset about and bringing them mainstream. Bilderberg is now mainstream news. World government's mainstream news. People are having a real debate about the private Federal Reserve. Even the communist Chinese said they want the Fed audited yesterday and that what they're doing is hurting the global economy. Look at how mainstream Ron Paul is. Look at how mainstream Rand Paul is. Look at how mainstream this show is becoming. This broadcast gets more and more hardcore as we learn more. This show gets more and more hardcore every day, but we're also more and more mainstream because we are having a big effect. What did Mahatma Gandhi say? First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win. We are now to the attack phase. What did Victor Hugo say? The French philosopher. No army can stop an idea whose time has come. But we're taught by the mainline government-controlled Rockefeller Foundation, World Council of Churches-controlled churches, that it's the end of the world, lay down, you can't fight evil. We're taught that we're powerless. We're taught that's just the way it is. We're taught that nobody's good and there's nobody for real and that we can't have real victories. It's all lies. So much of winning is being able to identify good from evil, calling evil out, taking action, and never shutting up when you're attacked and ridiculed and laughed at. Never backing down. You know, this radio show, the news websites, the films, we just produce and produce and produce accurate, well put together information. We haven't bought into the government program of infighting because even if you're not part of the government program, you end up defending yourself and then get into the COINTELPRO by responding. That's why we don't respond to the lies and disinformation. As the establishment at the highest levels of national media, think tanks, foundations, fake alternative media literally swing every gun they've got and fire on us. And what does it do? It makes us bigger. Because the globalists are smart, but they're not gods and they're not invincible. Bill Clinton, every state he went and campaigned for, the candidates lost. In most cases, they'd be neck and neck or the Republican would be 5 points ahead. Bill Clinton would come to town. The person would suddenly get a 15-point lead, a 14-point lead, a 12-point lead. But still, Bill Clinton came to town. Still, they got him up there in speeches with Jack Conway. They think they're invincible. They've been winning so long, they don't know they're getting their butts kicked right now. Now, as Zbigniew Brzezinski does 4 or 5 months ago and said humanity is awake and staring and recognizes the puppet masters, not the puppets. Now, the whole discussion of puppet on the left, puppet on the right, wait, there's one guy controlling both puppets. That is now mainstream. People are really starting to have a paradigm shift and a big awakening. And yeah, there'll be shills and there'll be fake Tea Party people, and it doesn't matter. Real issues are now on the table, and they're not going away. I mean, Rick Perry, you know, talking about secession and the New World Order and Ponzi schemes and the Federal Reserve. I've got him in the San Antonio Express News today. He helped pass 4 new systems of taxes in Texas. He's for NAFTA and GATT, for the NAFTA superhighways, 4 forced Gardasil shots. The guy is a nightmare. But to win, he had to take on the political coloration of a patriot. But when he doesn't deliver on that, he's in deep trouble. And now they can't make fun of us when we talk about real issues because the Republicans have been forced to act like patriots. Do you realize what a key psychological mass capitulation victory this is? The system is capitulating. For decades, they made fun of people that talked about world government or the private Fed. They told people on neocon talk radio just 5 years ago that the Fed wasn't private and that the Fed was good. Now they don't do that. More and more, you watch the Banking Committee hearings in the House and Senate, and it's like watching the Alex Jones show. what the congressmen and senators are talking about. Whether they're really good or whether they're really bad, it doesn't matter. Because now they're forced to camouflage themselves. Some are good, some are bad. It gives other people in government and media courage to come out and join us. Folks can see the momentum, and then the wolves in sheep's clothing will be identified faster and faster now. This is a key juncture right now. The world government's coming down like a ton of bricks on us. They're bankrupting the nation. They're doing all these horrible things. But the people are now recognizing who the true authors of our great troubles are. That is what is so amazing and dynamic about what we're seeing. History is being made. We're not winning the fight, but we're starting to win. We were losing in the first rounds. Now we're in round 6, 7, 8. We are starting to hurt them badly. For decades, when top scientists came out and said bisphenol A and most plastics was sterilizing and hurting people and causing cancer, the media made fun of it. Now they're taking it out of plastic all over the world. They made fun of fluoride. Now there's massive resistance to that. They're pulling it out all over the place. They made fun of us decades ago warning you about deadly vaccines. Now people just read the insert and read about brain disorders and sterilization and cancer. Record low numbers of people in modern history taking the stinking shots. The globalists will probably launch a bio attack to make us be scared and go out and take them down the road. But still, at least we're fighting back. I mean, we know that if we get in a fetal position and curl up, they're going to kick our hind end politically, spiritually, psychologically, economically. All we can do is just realize we're our backs against a wall, societally, and we don't have a choice. We got to go 110%. And I liken it to all the confirmed police reports going back over 100 years of a wagon tumps over full of grain, in one case, onto a two-year-old girl. And the men are all standing around while the baby's screaming and can't get it off the baby. And the mother just goes crazy and lifts the entire thing off. Or the cases of women lifting cars off of children. It's the same thing. Your brain has a governor, just like a high-powered race car. It could give you 2,000 RPMs, 3,000, 4,000, 7,000, whatever the RPMs are. I forget how the whole gauge of RPMs. But it's got a governor blocking the RPMs so you don't blow your engine. Well, these are the times to blow your engine, folks. These are the times to take the governor off and slam the pedal down 110%. It's time to lift the car off the baby, okay? And when men and women can do things like that, that's why the top power lifters, they actually put them under hypnosis now, because they found they can trick their brain to turn off the governor that blocks them from being able to, you know, squat 1,400 pounds or bench press 700 pounds or whatever the case is. I'm having one of those moments where I forget the RPM gauge. RPM gauge. I want to look at RPMs. Yeah, so I guess most cars, it goes up to 8,000 RPMs. And I've read, and I know much about engines, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but, you know, they could potentially, you know, take the governor off and have the thing go up to 20,000 RPMs, which you're going to blow your engine. Well, so that's my crude parallel or parable or analogy for what's happening and for what's going on with what's developing societally. If you decide to get angry, your town every day can be covered with flyers with Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, or whatever news site you like or whatever political message you want, and it will change the entire direction of what the town's talking about. Your truth will cut through all the local news, all the local radio, all the local dog show flyers or garage sale flyers. Your Patriot website will cut through all of the mindless celebrity tripe. Your local newsletter, because it has truth in it, will have a greater effect than all of the king's horses and all the king's men, all the propaganda. Your information that you call into a talk radio show with may change the entire direction of the discussion. As more people call in, the cowardly talk show host will begin to agree with your political views because now they feel safe to do it. See, the final illusion, the final lie to drop is that we who want liberty and freedom are the minority. We are the majority, but we're not connecting with each other. And that's why when the Drudge Report now, for 6 days straight, is linking to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to hardcore proof of the TSA beating people, killing people, molesting people, planting drugs on people, robbing people, expanding out nationwide to the streets. The victim testimonies, people coming forward. It's a revolt point. And it shows us the power of revolt. It shows us the power of peacefully saying not just no, but absolutely unequivocally no, 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 no. Don't tell me it's for Al-Qaeda when the borders are wide open and illegal aliens can walk in and rent any aircraft they want. Source ABC News. Don't tell me that when Anwar al-Awlaki, the head of Al-Qaeda, secretly is hanging out at the Pentagon, source AP, Fox News. Don't tell me this anymore. Don't tell me torture's good. Don't tell me DU's good for the troops. That's another rant I'm going to do tomorrow because I want to write some notes up on it and really think about it. I may even cut a YouTube video tonight. Veterans Day is tomorrow, and I'm supposed to wear an American flag tie and talk about how much I love the troops and how good you are and how heroic you are. But then not defend you. Don't talk about Obama openly wanting to take your medical benefits and make you buy your own insurance. Don't talk about that. No, supporting the troops means feeding them into a meat grinder. Don't talk about troops dying from DU exposure when the Army's own top scientists admit it's deadly poison, depleted uranium. Don't talk about Prudential and other insurance companies signing a deal 11 years ago to take all the death benefits through fraud from 6 million dead and dying World War II vets right through to current vets. Just let them take their money that they paid into from their widows and widowers. Let the troops be used as guinea pigs for anthrax shots and other experimental vaccines that admittedly have killed them and maimed them in mass, like the smallpox. Causes an autoimmune response in the brain and the heart with the smallpox. Some reporters died over in Iraq being given those. Yeah, don't actually really support the troops and say, hey, they shouldn't be in these criminal wars. Anthony Schaefer, Colonel Schaefer, says they should all pull out and that it's all a fraud and creates terrorists. But you know, he actually has been over there as a commander, so let's not listen to him. No, I'm supposed to buy phone cards for the troops so they can. I mean, why isn't the government with Skype internet providing free phone calls? I mean, I could go to Afghanistan right now, dial into Skype and sit there and make phone calls 24 hours a day for free. It's all baloney. It's all petty ways so you can feel like you're involved in charity. You can feel like you're supporting the troops when you aren't really supporting them. And I'm not saying you're bad if your radio station or whatever buys phone cards for the troops. That's great. The point is that the system promotes these little ceremonial things instead of really supporting the troops and getting them out of these fraudulent wars. Our country's bankrupt. We can't pay for it. It's one of the biggest parts of the budget. It's a black hole of corruption. These mercenaries that get paid on average 180 grand a year, when the troops are getting paid on average about 30,000 a year. These mercenaries, I've got a license to kill and commit crime. The Marines just got caught selling guns to street gangs in the U.S. Navy SEALs now been arrested trying to sell hand grenades and weapons to Mexican drug cartels. Then the government uses that to try to restrict our Second Amendment when these aren't things you buy at the local store, fully auto and hand grenades and rocket launchers. Again, I mean, do you really support the troops? I mean, do you hear Rush Limbaugh reading out of Bloomberg and AP where 6 million veterans, when they die, their wife gets the notice, by the way, we did a deal, we're keeping all your money. You're supposed to get paid $1 million, we ain't paying you jack squat, honey. Where is it? I mean, it's in the news. It's confirmed. Where is Sean Hannity, who has these weepy events where they raise money for the vet's kid to go to college? Okay, great. How about you just let them have their death benefits? I mean, I'll hand it to Hannity. That's a lot better than phone cards. But, I mean, they'll have an event, sell a bunch of tickets, and give a few kids, you know, keep most of the money for themselves, and then give, you know, a few kids a scholarship. Great. Great. How about you actually don't let the troops use depleted uranium so daddy don't die in the first place? How about you get them their death benefits? How about you get them their health care? How about they don't have to pay for their meals at Rammstein? Oh, that came out years ago when they got their arms and legs blown off. No, let's not make sure they get the right body armor. Let's just send them some phone cards. Oh, Alex, you're not going to wear a red, white, and blue shirt tomorrow like a clown. Maybe I should wear an Uncle Sam uniform and go, oh, we really like you, troops. Keep fighting hard against Al-Qaeda. No, if I care about the troops, I'm going to go, hey, troops, you read Fox News? Anwar al-Awlaki, your number one enemy? In the new decks, he's the spade, the ace of spades. He's the number one guy hanging out with the government. It's all staged. See, I actually care about you. I care about you enough to give you the hardcore truth in your face. That's the way it is. So on Veterans Day tomorrow, I'm going to talk about how we really help the veterans. We help the veterans by demanding all these neocon shills and liberal shills on radio talk about the real issues. Oh, but they don't want to get the big issues.
GCN and Battery Station are proud to participate in the 8th annual Christmas Drive for the Troops. This year, we're sponsoring the 171st Alpha Troop Ghost Squadron Sniper Unit high up in the mountains of Afghanistan. The conditions will be cold and miserable for these terrorist hunters this Christmas, but we aim to provide these fine troops with the best Christmas possible. A list can be found at batterystation.com. That includes simple items like gloves, socks, unscented bar soap, toothbrushes, and other necessities. To see a list of more desired items or to make a donation, go to batterystation.com or call 417-257-7799 for more information on how to contribute and help show the 171st Alpha Troop that they may be thousands of miles away in the hills of Afghanistan, but they remain close to our hearts. GCN and Battery Station appreciate everyone's help letting the 171st know how much we care, and thank you from the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C., until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 truth group, send your request to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
But think about it. They want to give you petty ways to supposedly support the troops when you support them by not letting them be used as guinea pigs with DU and all these vaccines. You support them by not letting Veterans Affairs sign a secret deal 11 years ago to steal their death benefits. You support them by getting them out of these illegal wars. But see, this is a way for everybody to feel good and make sure you don't actually do something real for the veterans, who Homeland Security admits is the number one enemy in this country, because we have terrorists running the country. So, of course, they hate the military. Of course, they hate libertarians and conservatives. I mean, but it's so brazen, it's so naked, it's so out in the open that a lot of people miss it because it's hidden in plain view. Now, I want to get into the incredible developments on the economic front. Barack Obama says we must embrace globalism and the emerging world economy. Yeah, globalism's really been good for us, hasn't it? Chinese credit rater downgrades U.S., Wall Street Journal. Analysis, German tempers fray as U.S. policy gulf widens. They call it undiplomatic, the way they call the U.S. clueless. Again, it isn't the U.S., it's the foreign banks that run this country. And they're calling it undiplomatic. Well, printing, it's going to be well over $1 trillion, not $600 billion. They now admit $1 trillion and devaluing. That's not diplomatic. We've got China, maybe bigger economy than U.S. within 2 years. Telegraph, key banker is skeptical about Fed plan, Houston Chronicle. But don't worry, more federal workers pay tops $150,000 a year. Their pay is going way up on average. Everybody else's, unless you're the bankers, is going down. Got the criminal team at the federal government with the criminal bankers. They're in high cotton. Nobody else is. Sarkozy signs new law raising French retirement age. New dark age on the streets. Up to 75% of councils are dimming the lights to save money. Oh, yeah. See, we don't take a hot bath. It's bad for the environment, and water costs too much because of the taxes in England. Oh, we're going to have to cut or dim the lights. Oh, we're going to have to control your thermostat. Everything's got to go to the bankers. It's austerity. Ireland's crisis flares as investors dump bonds. Maybe Salenti's right. Maybe there will be a total collapse by Christmas. Just the media won't tell you. Kind of like we have 22% unemployment, and they say it's 9.6. Continuing, we're going to go to your calls as soon as I start the second hour. For all of you holding, 1-800-259-9231. If folks want to support the broadcast and get key tools, the number one thing waking people up are my books and DVDs available at Infowars.com. Every one of our best sellers, not our old titles, which are important as well, but our newest, most powerful, Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Invisible Empire, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Buy one, get three free. Or it comes out to $4.90 per film in the shrink-wrapped color cover, full-length DVD with extras. You can finish all your holiday Christmas shopping right now and spread the word and support this broadcast. $4.90 per film. We're running this thing through Christmas. Infowars.com. Or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. And when you support the broadcast, it's a platform early on for people like Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Dr. Conant, with the fluoride, all these different activist groups. You're supporting news websites that are able to punch through into mainstream media and cause national debates on MIAC, Homeland Security, World Banking Fraud, TSA, Staged Terror. I mean, so many other issues that we've got enough firepower now in the media to punch through and literally take control of the news cycle at many levels and stop covering hype and path and diversions and get people talking about real issues.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.